welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and we're continuing our trek through John Maxwell's book, Success is a Choice, and seeing how it applies to us and how we can use it. And so, again, the title of this is Success as an Air Traffic Controller is a Choice. And as we have been looking at different areas where we do make choices, and we can make choices, and we can choose to be more successful than we might have been if we hadn't been intentional in our choices. And so today, we're going to start off with becoming more teachable. And what a great thing for us as air traffic controllers and for those of you who are attempting to become air traffic controllers, what a great thing for us to remember is we have to always be teachable. And it doesn't matter if you're in my position, having done this for 35 years, close to 37 years, or if it's your first or second day at the academy. It doesn't matter. We always have to be teachable, and we can always be more teachable. And so as we get into this, some things to remember. Talented people often think they know it all, and that makes it difficult for them to continually expand their talent. And when you think you know it all, you tend to stop right there. And at whatever level you are, that's where you're going to stay. But if you stay teachable, then you can continue to grow. And teachability is all about attitude. It's the desire to listen, to learn, and to apply. It's the hunger to discover and grow. And these comments and these are quotes from John Maxwell's book. And talented individuals with teachable attitudes can become extremely successful people. And one thing that John Maxwell says is that we are the lid to our leadership abilities and to our abilities in general, in every aspect of our life. We are the lid. And if we stop learning, we stop growing, then that lid stays in place. And we can't go past that. Whereas if we stay teachable and we continue to learn, we continue to grow, we can keep raising that lid. And we can expand not just our talents, but just everything in our lives expands and grows. So, some teachability truths. We've got five of them. Number one, nothing is interesting if you are not interested. And teachable people are fully engaged in life. They get excited about things. And there's a definite relationship between passion and potential. And those of you who are at the academy, I mean, I can tell you from experience, both as a student and as an instructor, the more passion you have for what you are learning and what you're going through, the better you will be. And so passion is one of those things that just kind of drives your talent and energizes your talent. Number two, successful people view learning differently from those who are unsuccessful. And teachable people are always open to new ideas and are willing to learn from anyone who has something to offer them. And it's not always learning from your instructors, if you're at the academy or CTI or advanced ATC or anything. It's not always learning from your instructors. sometimes the best things you can learn are from your classmates, from people who are going through it with you. That's why at the academy, they do allow you to watch your classmates run problems. It's encouraged. Actually, they had a couple times where they required it in the radar when I was there. And I thought it was a great idea because it gives you, number one, you get to see how one of your fellow classmates, how they deal with tasks that come up. And then one of the things that we always tried to get our students to notice when they were watching a classmate is look at how much time you actually have to get these tasks done. Because when you're sitting in the seat as the D-side on that sector, things seem to come at you so much faster than they actually are. And when you're watching someone run a problem, you start to see it because you're sitting behind them. You're not the one that's actually trying to get things accomplished. Okay? So you can learn things from your classmates. You can learn things from the instructors. And believe me, in the 3 months in the in-route program, 2+ months in the tower program, you're going to learn a lot from your instructors. And hopefully, as you practice together, you will learn something from your classmates as well. Number three, learning is meant to be a lifelong pursuit. And this is really going to be great for the academy. Too many people view learning as an event instead of a process. Too many people at the academy, too many students, I have seen it over and over and over, and I continue to see it on the Discord chat and other places. Students go into the academy and they expect the learning to be a one-time thing. And they expect to be able to go over the lesson in the class and be able to apply it. Doesn't usually work that way. Learning at the academy is a process, and it is a process that happens day after day after day. And that is why you have to practice and practice and practice everything that you're going over in that classroom. It is the only way to take it from that classroom setting into applying it in air traffic situations. Okay? It's not something that is theoretical. It's not something you can just think about. It's something you actually have to practice to make it practical and to make it real. Okay? So it is a process. Learning is a process. Number four, talented people can be the toughest to teach. Oh, do I know that? I do have experience with that. And I was one of them. I was probably fairly tough to teach, especially when I thought that I knew everything that I needed to know. And so that kind of goes hand in hand. And a couple of quotes from the book. That is going to sound strange, but do not let your talent get in the way of your success. Don't rely on your talent only, and don't rely on the talent that you went to the academy with. Don't rely on the talent that you had after a month. Remain teachable and make that talent grow. Make it grow every day, and try to learn something new every day, and you'll be amazed at the transformation that you go through over the course of your time in Oklahoma City. Don't let talent get in the way of your success. If you stay teachable, you can grow that talent and you can be successful. And then number five, pride is the number one hindrance to teachability. And then pride creates an arrogance of success, an inflated sense of self-worth, accompanied by a distorted perspective of reality. And so you run a couple of good problems, and you start to feel, hey, I've got this. I will tell you that you haven't gotten it yet. Now, if you're in the 11s and 12s in the radar lab and you're getting to where you're running really, really, really good problems, near perfect problems, okay. But don't even let your foot off the accelerator then. You're so close to reaching your goal. Don't go through 2.5 months of intensity and let up in those last 2-3 days. Stay intense. One thing that I've seen just destroy students is thinking that they knew everything they needed to know. And it's heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking for me to watch that happen. So such an attitude, that pride and arrogance, such an attitude like that leads to a loss of desire to learn and an unwillingness to change. And that will make you unteachable. And at that moment, when you become unteachable, no matter what skill level you have as an air traffic controller, if you become unteachable, that will be the limit of your skill. You will never get better than that point right there. So some problems with pride. Pride closes our minds to new ideas, whereas teachability is a willingness to open our minds to new ideas. Pride is the exact opposite. It prevents that. Okay, and we're talking about staying teachable. It's so important. Pride closes our minds to feedback. And when that happens, you're going to get a lot of feedback while you're at the academy. I don't care what, you know, en route, tower, terminal, you know, Tracon, N90, it doesn't matter. You're going to get a lot of feedback. And you have to, sometimes that feedback's not going to be as constructive as it might be. When I was there, we had some amazing instructors. And we had some instructors that I would not want to sit with my struggling students because they weren't going to be able to put their feedback to the student in a constructive way. Whereas there were a lot of instructors that were so good with the students, and especially those who were struggling. And there were some instructors that would actually, they wanted to work with the struggling students. And so just stay open to the feedback you're going to get. Stay open to feedback you get from your classmates when you're practicing. Be hard on each other, but accept that there's a reason you're doing that for each other, not to each other, for each other. And just keep doing it. So another thing, pride prevents us from admitting our mistakes. Okay? And as an air traffic controller, I do this even now. I'll have a situation that's come up at work several times over the last few weeks. And I'll work the situation Everybody lands, everybody takes off, everybody gets where they want to be, and it doesn't feel great, and it may not, it probably doesn't look great. And I know I could do it better. And I'll sit there and actually ask the guy that was working next to me, hey, what was your thoughts when I did this? And so they'll tell me, and I try to accept that and understand that I could have worked it better. And maybe the next time something similar comes up, I can work it better. And then another thing, pride keeps us from making needed changes. And that, oh, that's huge. That's huge. Because we have to be able to take feedback. We have to be able to admit when we made mistakes. And then we have to change in order to ensure that we don't make the same mistakes. When I was training people, either in the tower or at the center, I didn't care if they made mistakes. I did care if they made the same mistakes day after day after day, because we would talk about it at the end of the day. But they wouldn't either accept the feedback or they wouldn't make the change. Okay, so how do we overcome a pride problem? Number one, you have to recognize and admit that you do have pride. We all have pride. We all have a lot of self-pride, and it's very difficult for us to accept feedback. But that's something, especially as air traffic controllers in the safety environment that we work in and that you guys want to be in, you have to be able to accept that you don't know everything, and you have to be able to accept help from others. And that takes letting go of your pride, because pride will keep you from ever seeking help and from ever getting better. Number two, you can express gratitude often. I thank the people around me for helping. I try to do that all the time. I try to do it when I was at the center, and I was always doing that at the academy. Always doing that at the academy. And then number three, you have to laugh at yourself. You have to be able to laugh at yourself. And I'm really sorry that you guys don't get to meet the instructor, me. Because one thing that one of the tenets that I had as an instructor, one of the, just the main things that I understood as an instructor and that I understood as a soccer coach, is you have to be able to laugh. You have to be able to laugh. And if you can laugh at yourself, if you can point some of those jokes at yourself, then it's even better. But in this job, it is so stressful, and there's so much riding on it. We have to laugh. We have to tell jokes. One of the things that I always wanted to do when I was working at the center was say something that busted up the entire specialty. It was always my goal. And there were a couple of times when I came close to that. And there were a couple of times when I would say jokes or make comments to guys, and I found out that the people remembered it. And I'm like, I thought I was the only one that remembered what I said. And they were like, oh no, we remember it. So you have to laugh at yourself. You have to be able to do that. And so how can we tap into being teachable and not being prideful? Number one, you have to learn to listen. The number one skill that you have to have as an air traffic controller is the ability to listen and the ability to actually hear what the pilot tells you and hear what the other controllers are telling you. And you are going to find over the course of your career that you're going to get very frustrated with pilots and controllers who refuse to listen. Listen to others, remain humble, and you will begin to learn things every day that can help you expand your talent, which is our goal every day, to expand our talent, to get better, especially if you're at the academy, because you have 3 months to get good enough to pass. So you have to be getting better every day. It doesn't have to be huge leaps. You'll be going along and you'll feel like they're just tiny steps that you're taking. And you feel like you're not getting anywhere. And you look at your classmates and you go, they're so far ahead of me. But if you keep going and you keep getting better every day, then at some point, I guarantee it, that light will turn on or get brighter and you'll start to make bigger steps. And fairly soon, you're making giant leaps. Okay? But it's a process. And you have to understand the learning process. We talked about earlier that learning is a process. And then you have to understand, and especially, I keep going back to the academy, but at the academy, one thing you have to understand is you have evals on, I think it's day 29. You have evals on day 59 and 60, if I remember right, maybe 58, 59. They have those spaced out that way because on day one, they do not expect you to take your evals that are on day 29. On day 40, they don't expect you to take the evals on day 58 and 59. They have a process that will get you to the point where you can take the evals. It is a process. And just, it's a bunch of little steps, but you have to keep taking them. Don't stop trying. Don't stop going forward. Keep taking those little steps. Then number three, you have to look for and plan for teachable moments. And that's easier at the academy. You're in the classroom. You're in the lab. Teachable moments are going to happen. Okay? And then you have to make those teachable moments count. Remember what we talked about. You get feedback. You have to admit, oh yeah, I did do that. I did make that mistake. And then you take that feedback and you change. And you go home and you practice it. And you practice doing it the different way that the instructor gave you feedback on. Make those teachable moments. Make each of those problems every day. They're teachable moments. It's what they are there for. Lean into that. Be a sponge. And take everything that those instructors are willing to give you. Ask all the questions. If you leave that lab after a run and you have a question that's unanswered, it is not your instructor's fault. It's yours. Ask the question and make sure you understand the answer. And then number five and last about remaining teachable. Pardon me. Is ask yourself, am I really teachable? Am I really willing to accept the feedback? Am I willing to change how I'm doing something to get better at it? And then we'll end this section with one comment. And it's a quote from John Wooden, very famous basketball coach. Everything we know we learned from someone else. Everything we know, we learned from someone else. I dare each one of you to find something that you did not learn from someone else. And when you do, email it to me, TomHaines@sidebysideATC.com. Email me and say, Tom, you were wrong. This is what I learned, and I learned it from myself, from inside me. No one else contributed to it. It wasn't a book. It wasn't an audiobook. It wasn't a podcast. It wasn't anything. I learned it myself. Okay? So, on to the next section. Pardon me. I've been dealing with congestion. That may be why you notice my voice has changed a little bit. But the next section is develop strong character. And character means a lot of things and can mean a lot of things. But we'll go over it and we'll see together kind of how it pertains. I have some ideas for how it pertains to us as air traffic controllers. We'll go through it. One comment from the book, the absence of strong character eventually topples talent. People cannot climb beyond the limitations of their character. And since our main goal is to increase and expand our talent and our abilities, and really our leadership abilities, we have to deal with, is our character going to hold us back and restrict just how much our talent can expand? So the components of character, a couple things that I'm sure probably won't be new to you. People are like icebergs. 15% is visible. That's your talent. 85% is invisible. That's your character. And then character holds us steady, no matter how rough the storm becomes. If it's like an iceberg, and 85% of it is kind of below the waterline, and that's our character, it keeps us stable. So, some things about character, the components of character. Self-discipline. Without self-discipline, a person's other gifts, however great, will never realize their maximum potential. Self-discipline is something you have to have at the academy. You have to be willing to practice. You have to be willing to practice and practice and practice and practice until some of those clearances you can give in your sleep. That you will be able to, you need to practice the clearances to the point where if you happen to say it differently, when you're running a problem, alarms go off in your head. And you go, wait a minute. Correction. I'm not going to give my initials. Go back over it. What was wrong here? You'll be able to find it. If you've practiced that clearance to that point, you'll be able to find it. You'll be able to find it quickly, and you'll be able to correct it. And I got to tell you, you do that in an eval where you give a clearance wrong, but you catch it before you give your initials and you correct it and you do it right. That evaluator is going, hallelujah. They know you're going to make mistakes. What they want to see is how you handle the mistakes. And if you can sit there in an eval, especially, and make a mistake, and you catch it yourself, just because it sounds wrong. Wait a minute, that's not how I practiced it 30 times last week. I need to look at it. You catch it, boom. That evaluator's going, ah, this person knows what they're doing. This person's going to be an air traffic controller. And when you get the evaluators on your side, oh, it's huge. So the second component is just your core values. And what we're going to relate that to is you have to have the core value that says, number one, I'm going to practice it until I can't do it wrong, or I immediately realize I've done it wrong. I'm going to keep practicing even after that point. I'm going to continue to get better every day. I'm not going to settle for getting to a certain level. Those are core values that you have to have. The other core value I would throw in there, and it'll come up probably in the next podcast, is you have to be a member of the team that is your class. You have to be a member of that team. There are going to be people in your class who are going to be able to help you. There are going to be people in the class who you are going to be able to help. And they may be the same people. Okay? You may have strengths that they don't have. They have strengths you don't have. You have to stay a member of the team that your class is. That has to be your core value. And by core value, I just mean something that you just can't go against. Okay? The next component, a sense of identity. Answer the question, who am I? And it's okay that you're not actually an air traffic controller yet. You're not supposed to be. But this helps to establish your emotional security. And your sense of security, or lack of it, often drives what you do. So you have to have this identity. You have to know what your core values are, and that forms your identity. And your identity at the academy, you know, just it has to keep going back to those core things that you set up. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And you just don't go from that. You don't stray from that. Okay? And then number four is integrity. When you align your values, your thoughts, your feelings, and actions, that's integrity. And when these are in alignment, a person becomes focused. If they're not in alignment, it creates confusion and internal conflict. And integrity goes back to those core values. If you set up some core values before you get to the academy, I'm going to be like this, I'm going to be like this, I'm going to be like this. I would put them on paper. I would have them where I'm going to see them every day, at least once a day. And if you start to drift from that, then you're going to lose your focus. You're going to have internal conflict because you're going to know that you're not doing everything you can to get better and to succeed. Okay? And so character does matter. And then character communicates consistency. Those around you will see that you're doing the same thing every day. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "What you do thunders so loudly in my ears that I cannot hear what you say." And just think about that. What you do does speak so much louder than what you say. Character shows that who you are and who you appear to be are the same thing. Okay? Character communicates choices. It communicates what choices you are making. And hopefully, as we just talked about, that goes back to those core values you set up. Because if it does, then you will stay focused. If you don't, you'll start to lose focus. character communicates influence. I talked a little bit about that. You are going to have influence on your class, on other classes. You're going to have influence that expands so far beyond the academy. Your friends and your family are going to see what you're doing, what you're accomplishing, how you are changing in a very short span of time. And you are going to influence so many people. And then character communicates longevity. Character protects your talent. And it can also guard you from having regret. And I've seen students with regret. And those are some of the most heartbreaking moments, is when you see someone that all of a sudden regrets not sticking to those core values that they may have had. They may not have had any core values. They came in just thinking they could wing it, quote unquote. Okay? And you can't do that. So character building, don't give up or give in to adversity. Realize that you are going to face adversity. You're going to face adversity in the academy. I guarantee it 100%. I've never seen a student that didn't face some sort of adversity. And character is how you get through it. Okay? Always trying to do the right thing when it comes to air traffic control. Always try to do the right thing. And then take control of your life. Take control of your life. You have choices to make when you go to the academy. And some of those choices are going to determine your success at the academy. It's not all about talent. It's really not. And sometimes it's more about the character in the person. And can they get through the moments that are going to knock others down? Can they walk through and fight through those moments? And that's how you succeed. And then one last quote. And that is, you have God-given talent. Each and every one of you has God-given talent. Develop it. You have opportunity before you. Pursue it. You have a future that is bright. Look forward to it. But above all else, you have the potential to become a person of character. Follow through with it. And with that, we'll end this podcast. And again, becoming more teachable, and make that one of your core values, is that you will become more teachable. And then have the strong character to follow through with that and become the best person that you can be while you're in Oklahoma City. You do that and you commit to that, and you are setting yourself up for more success than you could possibly imagine. So, thank you again for listening. Thank you again for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you like it, hit follow, hit subscribe, leave us a review, send us a comment. The email again is tomhaines@sidebysideatc.com. The website for our coaching program is sidebysideatc.com. If you have any questions about anything that's on the website, and believe me, you're going to have questions, email me. There's a phone number on the website. That's my business cell phone. Text me is an easier way of contacting me than calling me, because calling me, you may catch me at work and I can't respond while I'm working. Okay. But if you have a question, text me, email me. I will get back to you as soon as humanly possible. But again, thank you so much for continuing to listen to these podcasts. I hope they help. I hope that you get something from this journey through John Maxwell's book, Success is a Choice. I hope and pray that you are getting stuff that you can use that will help you on your journey to becoming an air traffic controller. So, I will leave you with that, and I just hope that everybody has a great week. If you're at the academy, hang in there. If you need help, contact me. If you're struggling, contact me. If you're not struggling, contact me. You can sign up for a free call. Hey, I want to help you. And if I can help you, I definitely want to help you. We'll worry about cost later. Okay? But what I want to do is make sure that you don't feel alone when you're going through this, and realize that what I want to do, the goal of these podcasts, the goal of the coaching program, my goal, my core value when it comes to this, is I want to walk through this journey with you side by side. So till next week, have a great week.